Tonight's interviews with Andrea and Candace are brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy to create a professional website, blog, portfolio, or online store. For a free trial and 10% off your first purchase on new accounts, go to squarespace.com and use the offer code RHAP2. Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cisternino here with a doubleheader of Miss Survivor finalist interviews for you guys here tonight. In this one episode of Rob as a Podcast, you are going to hear first from Andrea Belke, and then we're going to speak with Candace Cody on this one podcast. I did these interviews back to back, so what I decided to do here is play these both for you. You're going to have Andrea first, followed by Candace. I'll also put out a separate podcast for just Candace's audio, just to be fair to both of them. But if you just wanted to listen to this Andrea one all the way through, then Candace is going to come right after it, which was the way that we ended up shooting these on Thursday night. So we've got a lot of great interviews. We also have our interviews up on the website with Malcolm and with Tyson and with Sierra. Everybody was really, really great. Still waiting to hear with Hayden when we can get him scheduled before the voting kicks off on 12:01 a.m. Eastern time on Sunday for the Miss and Mr. Survivor final. So a lot going on here, and very excited to get into it. So one last thing before I throw it over to my interview with Andrea is both of these interviews tonight, I do feel like that you are losing something by not watching the video of these. Both of these videos are up on the YouTube channel. You can go to robhasawebsite.com/YouTube, and you are going to want to watch these for yourself. Even if you just listen to it now, you're definitely going to want to see the visual on both of these interviews tonight. So let's start off with my first interview with Andrea Belke. Hello, everyone. Welcome and good evening for the first of two back-to-back Miss Survivor interviews. I am your host, Rob Cesternino, and here we are talking with one of our three 2014 Miss Survivor finalists. Here she is. This is her second time going around for Miss Survivor. It's not her first rodeo. Here she is, the two-time Survivor as well, Andrea, don't call me Belke, Belke.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Andrea.
I'm glad that you get my name right.
I get it right now.
You got it right the last two times. It took like six podcasts, but now I think you have
yes.
it.
You only had to go on Survivor twice and go into Miss Survivor twice, and then I can finally pronounce it.
You're doing great.
Yeah, you had to just break it down into smaller words. That's what Otis had to do also.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't even want to attempt his last name.
Yeah, Bushkauskis. That's how they do it.
Bushkauskis?
Okay. Yes.
Otis Bushkauskis.
Yeah. Anyway, Andrea, this is so exciting. Welcome back to the Miss Survivor competition. I feel like when you first were in the very first Miss Survivor competition, competing to be Miss Survivor 2012, you were just like a young pup just getting started in your Survivor career.
I was a young pup, just a little lost puppy. And Miss Survivor has come a long way since that. I mean, since the first Miss Survivor, now we have the debate section. The talents are getting better and better. We have more opportunities through Reality Game Masters and the Survivor Roast. It's exciting times for the Rob Has a Podcast universe, I would say.
Yes, the role of Miss Survivor will continue to grow. We have a real Miss Survivor sash. So it's very exciting. So very happy to have you back, Andrea. It's a lot of fun. Looking forward to seeing what you have for us today. So, all right, tell us, start off with, what have you been up to since the last time we saw you on Survivor?
Oh, last time you saw me on Survivor was Karamoan, and that aired a year ago. So since then, I work at Ask Men as a daily host. I hosted Reality Game Masters.
Yes.
You guys came out to New York. That was a fun time.
It was.
And I've been doing a bunch of different hosting stuff, hosting and acting. And I got to be a correspondent for the New Year's Eve ball drop, which is really awesome. And interviewed revelers and then interviewed Jane Lynch randomly. So that was really cool. Still in New York, and things are pretty great.
Now, was it rowdy to host at New Year's Eve for the ball drop? It seems like there'd be a lot of crazy drunk people around.
Oh, yeah. Everyone was wasted. But what was really funny was that no one was actually from New York that was there. So I probably interviewed 50 different groups of people because we were there all day and it was for live stream. And these people come from everywhere. And I think once you do it, you don't want to do it again because it's awful. You're just standing there. There's no bathrooms, and you actually can't have alcohol in there. So everyone just kind of kept sneaking some in their jackets.
Yeah. And what kind of questions did you ask the random tourists that were in New York for the ball to drop?
Well, the funniest thing is you'd ask them, oh, who are you excited to see? And everyone wanted to see Miley and Macklemore. And they'd be like, yeah, what's your favorite song? What's your favorite Macklemore song? And they would have no idea. They couldn't sing it or have lyrics. So then that's a dud of an interview. And you're like, yeah, sing a part of the song. And then they're like, oh, no. And you're like, that's okay. What's your resolution? So it's an interesting experience.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I can only imagine. I can only imagine the people that are showing up to watch the ball drop from Times Square. You couldn't get me there, Andrea, if you paid me.
I mean, really?
Yeah.
Even if I paid you a little bit?
If you pay me, well, if you wouldn't have to pay me much, but I would be miserable.
Okay.
And I'd be complaining the whole time. All right. So let's talk a little bit about, are you looking forward to this next upcoming season of Survivor? Do you think this is a good idea to have brains versus beauty versus brawn?
Yeah, well, in the past, I know people have thought of the idea, the brains versus brawn. So I think it was cool that there's three tribes and beauty, brains, brawn. It'll be really interesting because I think there's a lot of crossover within the contestants. There's some beautiful people that look very athletic, and there's some actually really hot guys on the brawn side and the brain side. So I don't know. It'll be fun. I mean, now that I've done a season, then you have that dead time, then you do a season, you have that dead time. It's just a totally different perspective because you don't get anxious watching the season. You just watch it and it's fun.
Do you think that the women in the beauty tribe have a leg up for Miss Survivor 2015?
Oh, yeah.
They do.
I mean, because Miss Survivor is a pageant. So a lot of it, unfortunately, is about looks. And as you saw in this Miss Survivor year, Hope Driscoll went really far, and she was voted out very early in her season. So I think it's because she's kind of that beauty pageant kind of girl.
Yeah. Okay.
But we shall see.
Let's talk about your campaign here for Miss Survivor. Now, you were so close, but you came in third in Miss Survivor 2012?
I was fourth.
Fourth. Okay.
Yeah, it was Parvati, Jenna, Amanda Kimmel,
oh,
and then me.
Okay. Well, I thought you deserved third.
Oh, well, thank you.
So, Andrea, so this year now, what is your plan for the Miss Survivor campaign?
Well, in terms of actually campaigning or in what I want to do if I win?
Well, either one. Let's start with why people should vote for you. What would you do if you were to be Miss Survivor?
Okay, I don't want to make any promises that I can't keep, so we'll start basic. But I think do more than RC did this year.
Whoa, okay. That there's a start. Now that still wouldn't be very much.
She's gonna be really mad that I said that.
Yeah, but you're in RC's inner circle, aren't you?
No, I'm friends with RC. That's why I can say that kind of stuff.
Yes.
No, but I think I would, you know me, I'm pretty active in the Rob Has a Podcast community, and I would come on for extra podcasts, do recaps, and then I think we should do another either Survivor roast, maybe an East Coast roast,
ooh,
or another Reality Game Masters or something similar, because I think it's cool to get all these people to come and mingle with Survivors, ex-Survivors, other reality people, and then fans. Like, I thought it was really awesome to have all those people come here to New York. And if we should do something, it doesn't have to be the same thing, but keep building.
Would you start a new Survivor podcast?
And compete with you?
Yes.
I don't. No, of course not.
Okay, good, good.
Oh, I see. Yeah, because.
So now.
I would not compete with you. We'd work together.
We'd work together. Collaborate. Okay. Well, that is good to know. All right. So now. For the voters of the Miss Survivor competition, do you have any campaign slogans or anything you've been working on?
A slogan?
Yes.
I don't, well, a slogan. I mean, I have a talent, like I have a rap that I wrote.
Oh, okay.
That goes with my talent, so that could work. Are we ready for the talent section?
Sure, we could jump. We could jump into that. So you have a talent that you want to demonstrate to
us. I guess this could be a slogan, but there's a story behind this because, and you can vouch for me.
Yes.
When I found out that I made top three, I thought, okay, I need a talent. So last time I did juggling and the worm, which I thought was pretty good.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, for juggling, I had some complaints with the neighbors below me because they heard the ceiling cracking. That was when you did the worm.
Right.
Yeah, not the juggling. My juggling's not that aggressive. But when I did the worm, I had some complaints, but it was still, I thought it was pretty fun. So I thought, oh, I could write a rap because after my first season of Survivor in Ponderosa, I wrote a little part of a rap with Matt Elrod and David Murphy. So then
David Murphy raps?
Yeah, I mean, it was a song. It was kind of like The Dragons, but we didn't have a music video.
Yeah, there's so much that we didn't know about David Murphy.
Yeah, there's a lot you don't know about David Murphy.
Oh, really?
Nah, I mean, I would assume. So I decided to expand the rap, and then I did this a couple days ago, I've been working on it for 4 days, and then last night I saw that Sierra did a rap. So I freaked out because it's like when you're in class and you have this awesome idea for a speech and then the kid goes up and gives a speech and it's the same idea. And then you're just really upset. So I didn't know if I should just completely nix my idea and do something different, but I've been working on this.
Yes. Let the record show that as of about 8:30 last night, I got a very frantic phone call from Andrea who wanted to let me know that she had a rap song that she had been working on. And she wanted to know if it was still okay to do her rap song, considering that Sierra, in her talent portion of the Miss Survivor Finals interview, she also rapped. I said it was fine. I would vouch for Andrea. She did not you were not inspired in any way by Sierra's rap.
No. Immediately when I heard she was going to do a rap, my jaw dropped and I called you.
Yes.
Because I don't want the last thing I want. I play fair. I would never steal an idea. And so the last thing I would want is to seem like I was copying her when I've been working on this. I have emails. I emailed it to my mom a few days ago. I could show you a copy of that. I mean,
All right.
Yeah,
so there's a paper trail. If anybody doesn't believe you, there's a paper trail and we can go back and show it. If there needs to be a Miss Survivor audit, then we have all of the paperwork that backs this up.
Yes, Rob's tabulator can do that.
Okay, all right, we'll put Kirk Clark on that. Okay, so do you need anything? In hindsight, I felt like I should have been like beatboxing or something during Sierra's rap.
Oh, yeah, I don't need anything.
Okay.
No, actually, can I take... Can you hear me?
You cut out for a second.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, I think it's easier if I do it like this.
Can you still hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Now, does this mean that there could be a battle rap in the debates between you and Sierra?
I would actually love that.
Rap battle? Oh, no. Okay. And we still don't know what Candace is going to do.
I wrote this all myself.
This is an original Andrea Belke rap song that we're about to hear.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Ready?
Go for it.
It starts from when I was voted off in Karamoan after I was blindsided my first time. One second.
Andrea is drinking some water.
I'm really glad that was water. Got blindsided, felt like such a fool. Then I went and beat three studs in a duel. Got back in the game, thought my strategy was stacked. Got voted off again, damn, that is whack. Got invited back as a favorite, not a fan. Wanted to make moves, least that was the plan. Was a little meaner, saying see you later. That's what you get with the eliminator. Made it to the swap and befriended the guys. The new go to six, yeah, that was all lies. Made it to the merge and things were weird. Super sad I didn't play with Matt the Beard. But I met Snowy and he was great. It's actually pretty cool because we live in the same state. Voting out a favorite felt like such a sin, but we got out that bitch they call Corinne. Middle of the rap, and I could have said YOLO and said I'll cue a random violin solo. The Meatloaf Idols and we were pissed. They decided to take out the specialist. My line stayed strong at least for a bit.
If you ever feel safe, you're an idiot.
And I found an idol which sealed my fate. Got voted off at 7th, it sucked, but wait.
If if you had an idol, why didn't you play it?
Because I'm a loser, just go ahead, say it. What if it was just my master plan? Wanna wear some bling from my jewelry stand?
Yo, who cares? Doesn't need to pout.
I'm a good sport, I laughed on my way out. At Final Tribal Council, there was so much beef. At one point, Brenda made Dante out her teeth. Wasn't a surprise that Cochran won. Overall, the season was pretty fun. Anyway, who cares? That's in the past. Now it's Miss Survivor where I will not come in last. Candace and Sierra, I wish you the best. The Miss Survivor contest is the ultimate test. Winning this thing is on the agenda. One step closer without a Brenda. And it's about time for a little nightcap. Hope you enjoyed my Miss Survivor rap.
Whoa! Andrea, wow, that what production value. Now, for those of you guys who are listening to the audio feed of this, you're going to have to go back and watch the video because there were a bunch of bros that popped up from the floor, which this was are there guys hiding on the floor in your apartment?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Oh my God, what a
for special occasions.
What a shock. What a shock that was. Oh, my God. Oh, I've never seen anything like that. That was most highly produced thing we've ever seen in a Miss Survivor competition.
See, the thing was, I kind of had to make up for my lack of campaigning. So I didn't think I was going to make the top three because I really only retweeted a tweet and said, should I campaign for Miss Survivor or not? And that was really all I did. So when I made top three, I'm like, I gotta produce something. I got to make something a little better.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot to do this too. Wait.
What does it say?
Wait, hold on.
Yeah, read out what it says.
Oh, it just says Andrea's Miss Survivor rap. These are the credits. But it's R-H-A-P.
Yeah, very good, very good. Everything's backwards for me when I do these Google Hangouts live. So it's not.
Wait, that one's backwards for
no,
you?
No, it's fine. It's fine for yeah. There you go. Perfect.
You know what's so funny? So that this I have two.
Yeah. All right, well, fantastic job.
This was the original one, and then when you put it up here, it's reverse.
Yeah.
So then I was like, wait, but that still should be right. So we made two in case, because even all these guys were confused which one was going to come up right.
Everybody's confused. Okay, so all right, so Andrea, that your rap was epic, but it ate up a lot of time. So we got to jump into the finalist five here.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. So five questions here. For Andrea, from the listeners of Rob Has a Podcast. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Let's start out with Jacob Brabant, who wants to know, Andrea, what is the most important thing you took away from your last Miss Survivor appearance? Also, how does it feel to not be in a competition against the former federal agent for one? All right. So let's start with what were the takeaways from your first time in Miss Survivor?
From my first time, I think my first time it was just fun, and I was just a little girl. I didn't know much, so I think if I would have won Miss Survivor then, I don't think I'd really know what to do with the title. But this time, it's cool because there's guys we can elaborate, like we can do something cool with the Mr. Survivor and actually make something happen. Where the first time, I don't know if I would even have made anything happen. So it was a good experience because I got to learn the ropes, but now I could actually do something with it.
So you are further along in your post-Survivor career. You have more capabilities to be able to be a mover and a shaker as Miss Survivor.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay, that's interesting. I never thought about that. But so you think that having that Miss Survivor should favor a player who has more experience?
I think so, because it's even on Survivor, when you play Survivor, the actual game is the first time you play, you don't really know what to expect. And if you get a second chance, you have a lot more ambition to actually make something happen.
Yes. Okay. Question number two. This is from Patrick Butcher, who wants to know, Andrea, how do you feel about your Karamoan nemesis, Brenda's exit from Miss Survivor? Do you think she would have been much competition?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Brenda didn't even campaign at all and made the top three. Like, I don't even think she didn't even know what it was. So Brenda has this fan base, this very loyal fan base, that even though Brenda's not on Twitter, even though she wakes up and goes paddleboarding and has a cute kid and doesn't even talk to her fans, really, it's interesting because she has all these people that are behind her without her even having to campaign.
So, yeah, so Brenda is able to get far at things and not even really understand what's happening.
She's very elusive. She's a unicorn.
Yes. All right. And so you would have been threatened by Brenda if she would have been in the finals.
Yeah.
Would there have been payback for you?
No, I really like Brenda. It's weird because on the island, we really got along and I really liked her because she works hard, she's great in challenges, and she's super fun. But for some reason, we just never played together. So I don't know. Outside of the game, she's great.
Okay.
I know that's not the answer anyone likes. Everyone likes rivalries and frenemies, but I'm like, everyone's fine. I can't be mad at anyone ever.
All right. So this question is a little outside of the box, Andrea, but I'm interested to hear what you have to come up with here. Question number three is from Nick Fishman, and he wants to know, what would the tribes be labeled as if this next season was CCC instead of BBB?
Oh, okay. CCC. Oh, I guess you could do like cartoonish. Cartoon. So someone like Philip is kind of a cartoon, or Ralph Kaiser for my season. Cartoon, cunning, and
wait, what's that one?
Cunning.
Oh, okay.
And charming.
Okay, so cartoonish. Cunning and charming. That are you?
Because those are three different. Well, yeah.
All right.
No, or crazy.
So what's out?
Cartoonish.
We're keeping cartoonish.
Crazy, okay. and charming.
Cartoonish, so crazy, charming.
The charming is like a Tina Wesson or someone that's, well, yeah, like someone very sweet and. You just kind of charm. No, like even a Parvati. A Parvati would be like charming. Someone that you look and just get lost in their eyes and they're just charming.
Okay.
And a cartoonist would be like a Philip or a coach. And then crazy, I mean, you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I hear you. I hear
then
you.
Then there's the crazy.
Yeah. All right. So you wouldn't use one of the C's for Corinne?
Oh, like a tribe of. The Corinne leads or what?
Sure. That could be one of the C's.
Yeah, I guess Corinne. There could be a tribe that's named Corinne.
Sure. Are you paying attention, Lynn Spillman? Are you writing this stuff down?
I hope Corinne's not upset I called her a bitch in my rap.
Yeah,
I thought she would like that. I actually thought she would like that, though, because I thought about it. I'm like, oh, should I apologize to her before? I'm like, no, Corinne actually calls herself a bitch. So I think she would get a kick out of that.
Okay, so it's sort of like you're rapping and you're calling, you're allowed to say call other women a bitch because you're in the rapping state of mind.
Yeah, I just thought it was funny. I mean, Corinne, she knows I'm just joking.
Okay.
Well, we'll find out if there's a Twitter war after this.
We'll find out.
I thought it was funny. I thought she would like it. So
yes.
We'll see.
Well, we're going to have a cast preview with Corinne next week. So we'll ask her about
this.
Oh,
nice. She's a good guest.
All right. Number four. Okay. Matt Forsyth wants to know, Andrea, do you think being the first ever returning player for Miss Survivor will help you? Or do you think you will have too big of a target on your back?
I don't think that matters. I mean, I think that because it's the people, nobody can vote me out. I would say if other Miss Survivor contestants could vote me out, then maybe. But the people that are voting are your fan bases, basically. So it really comes down to your fan bases and then how well you do in the interviews and debates. But a lot of it just kind of just who's loyal to you.
Okay.
I mean, that's what I'm thinking. Unless it's going to hurt me, then I should have never done the first one.
No. Well, you know, hey, you got to live. You got to live your life. You can't be worried about what's coming in the future. If you played a third time, could you potentially be a three-time Miss Survivor finalist?
I mean, that would if I can't win this time, I don't know if I'm going to accept the third time. I don't know.
Is that a threat? Is that a threat, Andrea?
Yeah, it's kind of all or nothing. I cannot do three Miss Survivor contests. I don't know if I can accept that.
Wow. Okay. So, hey, look, sometimes people like
Tyson. It's all or nothing. It's all or nothing. That's my plea.
What if Tyson would have said, hey, look, two times was enough for me. I can't come back a third time. Sometimes third time's the charm.
That's true.
Look at Boston Rob. Took him four times.
I know. It's true.
Yeah.
But but for people like Candace and Rupert, it didn't go well.
Is that a shot at Candace?
Maybe. No, because if I played a third time, I'd probably get voted off right away. So it's not a shot at Candace.
All right, one last question. Question number 5 from Jeremiah Yap. He wants to know, my question for Andrea, will you ruin Malcolm's chances for winning Miss Survivor like you ruined his chance to find the hidden immunity idol? If you answer this question correctly, you have a shot at winning Miss Survivor. So will you be trying to thwart Malcolm once again?
Probably not. This is the thing. Probably not, because in Survivor, I sat on the well and it was fun and I kind of stopped him from looking for the idol. But in the real world, Malcolm has a ton of fans and all these, he's this gaggle of fans and they're all women. And I remember when I voted him out of Karamoan, or my alliance voted him out. And I just had all these hate tweets from all these girls. And then when I got voted out, they're all like, yeah, take that. That's what you get for voting out Malcolm. Karma's a bitch. So I think if I try to sabotage him, he could easily come back at me and it would totally bite me in the butt.
Okay. Do you think?
So I'm being smart about it.
Will Malcolm's fans hold it against you about Survivor Karamoan?
I would hope not. I would think Karamoan represent. Out of the three Mr. Survivors, I would probably vote for Malcolm just because we play together. I know him the best, and I think he's pretty deserving. He's kind of a poster child of Survivor at this point.
Okay. All right. Well, great job tonight here, Andrea, that we are going to then just switch gears and go into Candace's interview in just a moment. But Andrea, I just want to say that was a fantastic job. We really appreciated all of the production and you are playing this to win, I think.
Yeah, it was a little psychotic of me, but I think we'll see. Maybe it'll pay off.
Yeah, we'll see. So the voting is going to open up on 12:01 a.m. Eastern on Sunday. So we will get everybody the information on how to vote, and we'll run for 1 week. So Miss Survivor debates are coming up next week. So a lot to do here. But Andrea, thank you for bringing your A game here tonight.
Thank you. It was nice to see you again.
Good to see you too. All right. And if you want to make sure that you don't miss any of the Miss or Mr. Survivor interviews or debates or our results show, which is going to be the week of the Survivor Cagayan premiere, go ahead and subscribe to our channel on YouTube. Click the subscribe button or go to robiswebsite.com/YouTube. We're coming right back with Candace. It's going to be in a different video player. I just got to close this so it's not all in one video, but we'll be right back with Candace in about 5-10 minutes. Okay, thanks a lot, everybody. And Andrea, great job.
Bye. Thank you.
All right, everybody, there you have it. That was Andrea Belke with her Miss Survivor Finalist interview, and a really, really great job. We have our next interview coming up with Candace Cody right after this. But I told you at the top of the show that this podcast was sponsored by our friends at Squarespace, who we were very excited. We saw a Super Bowl commercial from Squarespace. I thought that was one of the better Super Bowl commercials. It was about the guy who was like walking around and like the internet was attacking him with like all the crazy things that you see on the internet, which was, I thought, was a pretty funny idea. But Squarespace, what that is the easiest way that you could get your own website started. Now, I don't know if any of the people campaigning for Miss or Mr. Survivor are thinking about starting up a website, but it wouldn't be the worst idea in the world to get something up there on the website, and you can do it very easy and very inexpensively with Squarespace. What they have are a bunch of different templates that you can customize and make your own without having to go through all the hassle of dealing with a coder or having to learn WordPress or any of these complicated content management systems. You just go in there, you can try it out for free and be able to play around with designing your own website to make it look however you want for your small business or blog or your whatever you want to have on your website. Of course, Squarespace does the job and takes care of all the SEO, so you don't have to worry about that. And they are available with their helpline, which they actually just updated their whole help system. So they are even more helpful and they are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So they have plans that start at just $8 a month. So you can also jump in with a free trial with no credit card required at squarespace.com. And if you use the promo code RHAP two, since we have two interviews here for you guys tonight in February, then we have 10% off your new account on Squarespace.com. And also another thing Squarespace is getting involved in is logo design. So if you want to have a logo for your small business made up rather inexpensively and quickly, they can also help you design a logo for whatever you're about to get started. So that is Squarespace.com. Use promo code RHAP2. All right, so interview number two is now on the way. This was Candace Cody, who we know originally she was not in the final three. She was just short. When Brenda was non-responsive, unlike the websites that you would get at Squarespace.com, Candace was ready to jump in, and here she is. Here is our Survivor, Miss Survivor finalist interview with Candace Cody. Hello, everybody. Good evening. Welcome to the final Miss Survivor finalist interview of 2014. And this is one that I've very much been looking forward to. This is going to be a lot of fun here tonight. We are here with a woman who is a three-time Survivor. She waited all through Survivor Blood versus Water to finally get into the game. She never did have that chance. And finally, in the Miss Survivor competition, she was on the sidelines, and now she is finally in the game. Here she is, Candace Cody, MD.
Yes, that's right. I'm in the game this time. Barely, but I'm still in it.
You're in the game. Candace, welcome to the Miss Survivor Finals.
Thank you, Rob. Glad to be here.
Yes. And Candace, I have to say, I was very impressed with your determination all through the first round of voting and all the way through the prolonged process to get you into the finals, that you seem very determined to be this year's Miss Survivor.
That's right. I mean, you never say die. You always keep trying. And me being here right now talking to you is a testament to that. And me even walking foot on the beach on Blood versus Water is a testament to that, too. So I think that's tenacity. That's where it's at.
A lot of tenacity.
You can get it.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, you know, you were a alternate, right, for Survivor Blood versus Water, and then you kind of came in at the last second?
Yes, that is true.
Yes. And it's funny how that has sort of echoed here in the Miss Survivor competition.
I know. I think 2013-2014 is the year of the alternate for me, but I think I can bring home a win this time.
Yeah. And Candace, you are very dedicated to Survivor, because I feel like one of the things that was very underreported was that when you went on Survivor Heroes versus Villains, you were supposed to get married and then you pushed the wedding back to go and be on Survivor, right?
Right. So the story is that John and I had our wedding invitations signed, sealed, stamped, ready to go in the mail the next day. And we got a call from Survivor asking me to go on Heroes Villains. And I initially said no. And then they called me back and said, you know, we definitely want you. So I talked to John, and he was kind enough to push our wedding back for 10 months. So, you know, I guess that was his reward, that he let me push the wedding back, and then he got to go play Survivor in the end. So,
yeah, Nicole would never let me do that. If we had, I don't even know what we would have planned, but she would say, no, you're not going on Survivor. We have plans.
But it's different, though, because she's the woman, you know? Like, the dudes don't care as much about the wedding. They're like, oh, whatever, I got to show up and put on a suit or whatever.
Yeah, absolutely. And we loved watching John Cody on Survivor. I'm so happy that he got to be on the show.
I think it's great. And actually, so speaking of John Cody, I can't be too loud right now, but I had an idea for my talent.
Yes.
But I have changed my mind. John is in the shower right now, and one of my biggest talents is pranking him. So if you don't mind, I want to go to my talent portion right now.
Okay,
sure. Can you
sure.
wait a second?
Yes, absolutely. I thought you were going to say you were going to rap for your talent.
I'm not going to rap for my talent. That may be my second talent. Hold on a second.
Okay. All right. So Candace has left the couch. She's gotten up. And so we are waiting for her to return. I don't know what she is going to be returning with, if you're listening
okay,
to the
Rob.
Audience. Okay, yes.
I have a bucket. Can you see this?
Yes. Candace has filled a blue
cold
tub.
Cold water and ice.
Yes.
This cold water and ice is about to go on John Cody in the shower. Hold on. Oh, God. Hold on. I don't want to spill it. Can you see me?
I'm not saying anything. I'm letting the picture tell the story here in the video.
Okay. What's the policy on cursing?
No, I think it's okay. I think we're on YouTube. It's all right. We try to keep it family friendly, but what are you going to do?
Hold on.
This is walking through the house.
Hey, babe.
Yeah, what's up?
Nothing much. I'm just brushing my teeth. Rob's thing is running a little bit late, so right. I just got to brush my teeth.
All right, well, I'll be out in a few minutes.
Okay.
Oh my God! Are you kidding me, Woodcock? Are you? Oh my God! You are so dead.
Oh Lord, okay.
Oh no.
You're gonna kill me.
Does this happen often at your house?
It does. It does. I have previously put all his underwear in the freezer before big basketball game. I like to hide downstairs in the dark and scare him, and he screams like a little girl.
So when John gets really mad, does he refer to you by your maiden name? Is that when you're in trouble?
Yeah, when I'm in trouble, I'm called by my maiden name.
Okay. Well, that was a very impressive prank that you pulled on poor John.
Well, I hope you could see it, but anyways.
Yes, very good. I think that people were very, very impressed with the pranking skills of Candace Cody. Have you ever pranked anybody on Survivor?
I don't think I've ever pranked anyone on Survivor because, you know, they only need like one reason to vote you out. And I think I give plenty of reasons besides pranking people to vote me out. So I've never, no, not on Survivor.
Did you ever think of saying during Survivor Cook Islands that the mutiny was just a prank?
That's a good argument afterwards. Yeah. The mutiny was definitely a prank. I didn't mean it, guys.
It's a prank. All right.
Just a prank.
Candace, I want to hear from you a little bit about what a Candace reign as Miss Survivor would look like. We know that you have filled in for RC in the past, in the last year. So if you were to take over the reins of Miss Survivor from RC, what would that look like?
So I think, you know, I don't know. I think I just want to continue being myself and hanging out with the fans, talking to them online. I've actually just started Twitter before Blood versus Water. And I had a lot of fun so far talking to the fans. But I think I will want to petition to change one rule that's been bugging me on the show, which is I think we should not allow quitters on the jury. That is a big thing on my platform. No quitters on the jury.
So you want to lobby to have Survivor change the as Miss Survivor? You want no quitters on the jury? Well, I'm trying to think. So who was a recent quitter that was on the jury that annoyed you?
I think wasn't Nayanka.
Yes.
And was Purple Kelly?
Yes, that was
well?
The same season.
Right. So we had two quitters on the jury, and who else? I can't remember, but I just know as a fan, someone who's watched the show from the very first episode, that I don't know. I think it's BS.
Chris Berger in the chat room has a good question. He wants to know, what if Candace pranks Rob as Miss Survivor? Does Rob like pranks? No. What would you be pranking me as Miss Survivor?
Of course. Every time I get a chance.
No.
I'm already plotting your demise, Rob. You're going down, dude.
Please, no pranks as Miss Survivor. That is frowned upon.
Who was that asked that question?
That was from Chris Berger.
Chris Berger, great question, and that was a great idea. That's part of my platform now.
Okay. Well, I have to say that I will thumbs down on this from my perspective. So then have you been working out any sort of campaign strategy besides offering to prank people?
Offering to prank is a big strategy. And I don't know, I've loved just interacting with the fans. I'm a huge fan of the show myself, so I love talking to people who love the show. And, you know, I want to, you know, get into the pageantry of it. I want to talk about the Iraq such as, I have my pageant dress ready.
Yeah, whoa.
The group interview.
Yes.
So watch out.
Now, do you have any plans to get more involved with Rob Has a Podcast, Candace?
I will be as involved as you want me to be. I'm here. This is my first invite, and we're on for the Cody cast for this coming season. And I would love to be on your show.
Okay, good. Well, that's what we like to hear. All right, let's jump into some of the questions. We have the finalist five. These are the five questions that come to us from the listeners of Rob Has a Podcast on our Facebook page. We got a lot of questions for you. Lots of interesting angles to go to here. Let's start with, this is an interesting question. This is from Jake Larson. He wants to know, Candace's personality comes across as fun and whimsical on social media, but on television, it's portrayed completely different. Candace, why do you think that is?
I think...
What's the disconnect?
You know, I've always been... Huh?
What's the disconnect there between Survivor Candace and real Candace?
I think when I get on the show, I'm always kind of nervous that I'm going to be painted as very snarky, and I am in real life, but you can cut out all the nice parts and just show all the mean parts, and I don't want to just have all my snarky comments shown and not, you know, the softer side of me. So I'm afraid to let that out when I get in my interviews. I'm afraid to talk cheese on people.
Talk cheese. That could be a hashtag for Miss Survivor.
Yeah. Okay. Hashtag talking cheese. Speaking of which, Rob, what are all these pictures that you have in the background? Have you been stalking me?
Yes, for some time now, Candace, since Heroes versus Villains.
You've got like wedding pictures, Cook Island pictures. Babe, come over here. Look at these pictures. Rob's been stalking me.
Yes.
Oh, it's a wedding picture. Look at that.
There you go. With the help of my friends at Google, we were able to find all the pictures of you.
Nice.
Yeah. How are you doing, John? Are you excited about the prospect of being the first man of Survivor?
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like a really fun job. You get all the benefits of being associated with Miss Survivor, but you don't have to answer any of the really difficult questions. So I can just sit back and be a trophy husband.
John, what is the payback going to be for Candace's prank of throwing the ice water on you in the shower?
I'm not sure it's legal to talk about in a public setting. No, it's...
Have you recovered from the shrinkage?
It was really...
Oh, no.
Gold. It's gold.
Oh, no.
No, it's... I get her back in more subtle ways. I don't feel like I have to go all out and dump freezing cold water on her in the shower. That's a Candace favorite, though.
Okay. All right. Question number two, and it's good that John is here for this. So Felipe Shimon wants to know: would John/Mr. Candace eat paper for you to automatically win Survivor? If that was a change in the rules, that you would automatically win Miss Survivor if John ate paper. John, would you do that?
I'd do just about anything for $1 million. So, yeah, I'd probably eat paper for that.
$1 million? This is not $1 million. This is Miss Survivor.
No, you said to win Survivor.
No, win Miss Survivor.
Oh, no. Okay, no, I would. I would do it.
Prove it. I have paper right here.
You didn't win.
I was anticipating this question.
Oh, okay, good.
No, eat the whole thing.
I can't eat the whole thing.
So John Cody has ingested the paper, but he's walking off camera. If this would not fly if this was a gross food competition. We think
I couldn't hold it down.
We don't think he held it down. All right. But we applaud the effort. We applaud the effort. All right.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Question number three. This is from Ryan Parker Reed, LMG. He wants to know, is Billy Garcia going to get some love? And I'm assuming this means figuratively. If Candace wins Miss Survivor. Now, in the last few minutes, I have seen coming across Twitter, Billy Garcia has posted that he is supporting Candace for Miss Survivor. That is his. He is supporting you, Candace.
Billy is definitely going to be in my cabinet if I am elected Miss Survivor. I will let him choose his office of choice. Interesting fact was that Billy was actually my number one choice of partner going into Blood versus Water, but John Cody axed that.
What? Billy Garcia was going to be your loved one?
Yes, he's going to be my loved one, but he was too busy doing his band and his wrestling, so he turned it down, and John Cody stepped in.
Oh, I can't believe that. Billy Garcia's got to be kicking himself.
You know he's kicking himself, but here's the question. Do you think Billy Garcia would have switched with me?
Yes, he said he would have. I asked him that. He said he would have taken your spot at Redemption Island.
Billy.
And frankly, he said he thought that you had a better chance to win than he did.
Oh, Billy, always after my heart.
Yeah. Billy was also upset in his tweet that Malcolm earlier today said that he was supporting you for Miss Survivor, but only as a way to get to John Cody.
Yeah, well, you know what, Rob? I'll take it however I can get it.
Okay.
Just like, you know, I'm an alternate, but I'm here, so I'll take what I can get, baby.
Are you concerned if you were continue to be abusive to John Cody and prank him that Malcolm could swoop in and steal him away?
It's a legitimate concern. It really is. So, you know, I have to be careful there. I was considering, I saw the podcast with Malcolm, and I was considering offering him, you know, like a one day free pass with John Cody for his official endorsement as a running mate.
So you are going to give Malcolm a hall pass for John Cody if he was to formally endorse you?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Why not? Oh my God. do we have John Cody for comment on this?
Let's see, John, how do you feel about this?
This is like an indecent proposal.
I don't know how I think about
that. He's blushing, Rob.
I've always been a fan of Malcolm, let's put it that way. You know, he's a good-looking guy, but...
John said he would fangirl for Malcolm.
Yes.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't either, but it sounded good.
Okay, so we'll see if that the offer is on the table. We'll have to see if Malcolm responds.
To be determined. To be determined.
I didn't think that Candace would be the first one to make that offer. It's, oh well.
Yeah.
Tenacity.
To the first one to prostitute their spouse for votes in Miss or Mr. Survivor history.
See how bad I want it?
It's a long and storied history, too.
All right, question number four. This comes from Cheyenne Pepper, who wants to know, Candace, considering that your most notable moves in the game were to mutiny from your tribe and to flip on your alliance of heroes, what guarantees can you provide the RHAP community that you will stick to your duties as Miss Survivor?
That's a great question, Cheyenne Pepper. That's who it is, right?
Yes.
Cheyenne Pepper? I like the name, too. So here's the deal. The first two times, flipping didn't work for me. So I think I've changed my tune, and I'm going to be solid, stick to my duties, and take this very seriously, as all pageantry should be taken.
All right, so you'll be loyal to Rob Has a Podcast all through the year and won't flip to another podcast or anything like that.
Exactly. All through the year and beyond.
And beyond. Okay, well, that's what we like to hear. Okay, question number five, okay? This comes from a man who he's very invested in the Miss Survivor pageants, Tim LeMaster. And he wants to know, Candace, since you weren't even originally supposed to be on this season, and didn't even make the top three in the first round of voting, why should we vote for you?
Tim LeMaster, you are drinking some Haterade, dude.
He does. He does drink a lot of it. He drinks a lot of it.
Calling me out. Why should you vote for me? You know, I think I'm likable. I think like a fine wine, I get better with age. So the longer you know me and the more you get to see me, I think you'll like me even more.
Okay.
Sound good?
So and that's why we should vote for you over Andrea or Sierra?
Oh gosh, I don't know. There's a lot. I mean, obviously I think there's a lot of reasons, but I think it's up to the fans to decide. I hope that they like me enough to vote for me. I just, you know, I think I'm a little bit of the underdog here because clearly they were already had more votes than me. So I'm just hoping that I make a good showing.
Well,
but I want the win.
I don't think it's out of line to say I think you are the underdog in this competition, that you weren't originally in the top three, but you've shown some determination and you have a real, I can feel there a movement on social media right now of people who are very happy that you're in the final three. And I think this is going to be a very competitive race to the Miss Survivor crown.
I love it. I work best under pressure.
Yeah. So this is going to be very, very good. So Candace, you came, you brought your A game tonight. You pranked your husband, poor John Cody. You poured cold water on him. You made him eat paper. You prostituted him out to Malcolm. This has been a rough night for John Cody.
I've got a little TLC in store for him afterwards.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. do you want to give the finger to any of your competitors tonight before you sign off?
Oh, geez. Oh, you know, I think my fans want to see it. Can I flip the bird?
Yes, yes, you may.
F you, all the other girls. I want to win.
All right, there you have it. F you, the other girls. Candace wants to win. All right, Candace, thank you. Fantastic job tonight. I can't wait to see what you have up your sleeve for the debates.
All right, I'm excited.
All right, so we're going to have the debates next week. Still trying to lock in the day. What we're looking at is Wednesday night. That looks like the day we're going to have for Miss Survivor. Mr. Survivor, we're still trying to lock in that date. Still trying to lock in an interview date for Hayden Moss. But I'm going to throw this out there. If we cannot get an interview with Hayden scheduled before the voting opens up, we are going to have a heavyweight mano-a-mano battle, Malcolm versus Tyson for the Mr. Survivor crown. So that is, we are going to sound the 48-hour alarm here on Hayden if we can't get him if he can't make the time for a Mr. Survivor interview in the next 48 hours, we're going to move on and have a final two in the Mr. Survivor competition. So that's going to be very exciting.
What about the number four, Otis?
Well, I don't know. I think it's a little late in the competition to bring in Otis at that point. I think that we should just go with the heavyweight fight between Malcolm and Tyson there in the final two. So
all right,
we'll see. But I will keep you guys posted. I have several calls out to Hayden and emails and text messages. So we'll see. As soon as I hear anything, I will let you guys know. Candace, thank you so much for doing such a great job tonight and stepping in as our third finalist for Miss Survivor.
Thanks, Rob.
Yes, thank you so much. And if you want to make sure you don't miss any of the Miss Survivor and Mr. Survivor fun, subscribe to our channel on YouTube. Click the subscribe button or go to robhasawebsite.com/YouTube. Or to stay and get the iTunes feed, the audio feed, go to robhasawebsite.com/iTunes. Candace, we'll see you next week. Have a great night, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
All right, everybody, there you have it. That was our interview with Candace Cody. Again, you're going to want to see the visual on both of these on the YouTube channel, robhasawebsite.com/YouTube for that. And so that is all of the interviews we have scheduled so far. Still waiting to hear on Hayden. And again, I'll update you guys if we hear back from him at any point. Again, I talked to him last week. He said he was in, said he was going to get back to me with time to schedule the interview. And we are playing the waiting game. We're waiting it out. So we're going to see what happens with Hayden. If you are interested, it is Valentine's Day on Friday. And if you are a fan of the Netflix original series House of Cards, you know that Valentine's Day is also the day that that show is going to drop its second season completely on Netflix. And what we're going to do on our new scripted podcast on post-show recap, scripted TV podcasts, we are going to be covering House of Cards Season 2 every one episode a day for 13 straight days, starting on February 14th, leading up until, ironically, the day of the Survivor BBB premiere on the 26th. So if you want to join us on that journey, we're going to be watching one episode a day. We're going to do live recap on postshowrecaps.com every day for 13 days at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific with my co-host, Zach Brooks. Watch one episode a day and come and hang out with us live every day at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific for House of Cards Live. And you can also subscribe to the iTunes-only feed of that or the iTunes feed of all of our shows on post-show recaps. And again, if you're a patron of Rob Has a Podcast, none of this has anything to do with your patronage of Rob Has a Podcast. So thank you guys so much. So keep... You follow me on Twitter. I'll tell you what's going on with Hayden. I'll let you know what's going on with the voting as we get towards the weekend. Thanks to everybody who listened to this today. And we really appreciate your support for Miss and Mr. Survivor. So have a great weekend, everybody. And we'll talk to you again soon. Bye.